Steve here from Production Music Tools. We are very excited to release Symbol Effects Bode in collaboration with our friends at 52cues.com. This sample collection features 68 unique Bode symbol performances, offering a broad spectrum of timbres, textures, and tones, and is the perfect choice for tension and trailer music. These were performed on a 22-inch Stag traditional China Lion cymbal, and every sample has been expertly recorded and performed by composer Dave Croft of 52 Cues. Incorporating these top-notch samples into your project is a breeze. Simply drag and drop to create stunning transitions and infuse your mixes with added depth and texture. You can find this pack at productionmusictools.com as part of our sample pack product line.
What is happening, everybody? This is Dave Croft, and welcome back to another episode of Ready for Sync, where we feature a cue written by a member of the 52 Cues community, and we ask, is my cue ready for sync placement? Today, we are checking out a dark dramedy cue written by Alan Moore. This is called Sarcastic Fringe Head. We're going to take a listen to it, and then we'll talk about it on the other side and answer, is my cue ready for sync? That was Sarcastic Fringe Head by Alan Moore. Thank you so much for sending this along. This was sent along during our week 46 weekly feedback thread. We put weekly feedback threads together every week, and I feature a cue from those weekly feedback threads. And this was also written as part of an album that he is working on in our 52 Cues album accelerator. And so if that's something that you're interested in, you can head over to 52cues.com and join us with that album accelerator. But he says, this is for a new kids album inspired by the Glass Onion trailer. And I've got to say, first off the gate, the idea of calling it dark dramedy, this is what I would call this. So that kind of dark, you know, what is the show called? Like What Happens in the Shadows, or that kind of oddly dark, sinister, Death to Smoochie, Elfman, Tim Burton-esque type, you know, type of vibe that I think works really well. And I have to say, I am so impressed by these strings. And I know, I believe you said that these were Abbey Road 2 strings, and they sound really, really, really good. I felt like some of the percussion was a little transient at the top. And I know that this isn't the final mix and master, and I have boosted it by almost 5 dB here just to get it a little bit louder. So I know that this isn't the final. But that sounds great. That string quintet or quartet But yeah, those drums right there are feeling a little overly compressed and transient. What you're doing right here, kind of taking it from the celli and then over to the violas and the strings, it's really doing a great, fantastic job of going across the stereo field. It's really impressive. Yeah, I'm really liking these really staccatissimo or spiccato. It's really feathered, really light, really kind of dark and sinister, which I think works very, very well. That's nice. Now, depending on what you want to do here, love the key change, and I love the sustained melody. I wonder if you wanted, like, a clarinet would be nice there. Because, now, depending on you know, if we're thinking in string quartet or string quintet, it feels like a quartet. Two violins, viola, and cello. I don't really necessarily hear a bass. And so if you're going to have that high string, you would have to take one of the violins off. It feels like we have our string quartet and then we added another layer on top of it. And I think a clarinet would be just kind of haunting and melancholy enough. I love the line. And maybe this is where you bring in the double bass. Right, and have the double bass into a real quintet. Zhong, 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 zhong. That's nice. And see, if you had the quintet, then you could go violin one, violin two, viola, cello. Is that everything? Or did we have... Yeah, so we have violin one, violin two, viola, cello. And you could go bum bum and then have the bass go boom boom, like that last note, and really spread it out. Now, in your description, you also called this metal. I don't know if necessarily I see kind of string quartet plus metal. I like the drums here. I would go to a halftime kind of thing here. That's kind of what I would do. I don't know if I need to go listen to the Glass Onion trailer to get a real feel for this, but right now it feels a little too jump, boom, jump, boom, jump. It took me out a little bit. And we have those really high pits. And you could also get away with adding some really low, like synth drones or some sub bass or something to really kind of thicken it, increase the tension, thicken it up a little bit. Boom, 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 boom. And I think I would have really have liked to have come back to that beep, bop, 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 bop. That would have been really, really nice to come back at the end here. Beep, beep, boom, boom, beep, boom, boom, boom. Boom, like that. Ching, 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 ching. One, two, boom. And then hit that, just so it feels a little more earned right now. It feels like we kind of stumble into it a little bit. Right, but if we go... Oh, I biffed the timing on that. Let me see if I could do it. One, two, and then hit that. But I liked this sarcastic fringe head. I'm not sure. I would have to hear everything else in the album in context. I'm not sure I quite follow that. To answer the question, is this cue ready for sync? And by the way, I'm not really giving any mix notes because I know it's not mixed. Like I said, the drums feel a little overly compressed. The strings are the absolute star of the show, and you nailed those. Like, I'm gonna go check out. I wonder if it's on Black Friday sale, but I'm gonna go check out Abbey Road too, because that is absolutely stellar and sounds better than the Symphobia one string quartet that I've been using for a long time. Or that might be a quintet. I'm lost as far as if it's quintet or quartet. But is this cue ready for sync? As it is right now, I think a library would take it. I think there would need to be some tweaking, and obviously getting the mix and master. And we're assuming the mix and master is there. The form, the structure, the compositional things, not the technical execution, but the compositional things are all there. And I would say we are probably, if I'm giving a percentage, we are probably 90%. 85 to 90% ready for sync, assuming that the mix and master is going to get up to where we need. But Alan, thank you so much for sending this along. Like I said, this was sent along during our week 46 weekly feedback thread. So if you want feedback on your cues, we are collecting cues for week 47, and I'm going to be featuring one of these next week. And if you found that feedback helpful, and if you are wondering whether your cue is ready for sync, then head over to ismyqueready.com and you can order up your own feedback video, and I will be happy to check out form, structure, harmonic language, melodic motifs, title, mix, master, and all of that, and I can give you an idea on whether or not your cue is ready for sync. And if you're looking for one-on-one coaching, then head over to 52cues.com and click on coaching. We would love to have you over there, and I would love to continue to work with you. But that is going to do it for me. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you have a stellar rest of your day. Until next time, peace.
Did you know that more and more libraries organize their catalogs as albums, complete collections of cues that all share a similar theme or purpose? But what does that mean to us, the composer? Do we have to write an album in order to get placed in a library? And if so, how do we get started, and how can we even be sure we have that many ideas? Well, if this sounds like you, then the 52 Cues Album Accelerator is your answer. This self-paced program with over 6.5 hours of video content, discussion threads, articles, and resources will guide you through the entire process of creating a production music album, ready for library usage. We give you tips on coming up with an album concept, finding inspiration for composing, cue form and structure, and navigating project management and deliverables, all while working towards finding and pitching to libraries who need what you're best at writing. Plus, you'll receive a 90-minute one-on-one Zoom session to listen through the cues in your album, go over your pitches, and discuss strategies for library placement. So head over to 52cues.com/accelerator for more information and to sign up today. Again, that's 52cues.com/accelerator.